The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Thursday, March 10, 2022. Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez Parrilla is in Chile, heading the island's delegation that will participate in the ceremonies for the transfer of presidential power in that country on March 11, where President-elect Gabriel Boric Font will take office. Rodriguez, a member of the Political Bureau of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Cuba, expressed his pleasure in promoting the development of the historical ties that unite both nations. The Cuban Ministry of Public Health reported for this Thursday a total of 561 people detected with COVID-19 in the last 24 hours. With the 569 clinical discharges granted, the total of patients recovered amounts to 1,075,030 since the start of the pandemic in March 2020. No deaths were reported for a total up to the present of 8,502. Cuban business people who reside in Costa Rica and are interested in investing in Cuba participated in a meeting with Foreign Trade and Foreign Investment Minister Rodrigo Malmierca to clear up doubts about that process. Among the interests of Cuban business people based in this Central American nation are tourism, agriculture, associations with micro, small, and medium-sized entrepreneurs, as well as imports and exports of Cuban products. Malmierca explained that the new legislation in Cuba allows all this kind of business for Cubans who reside abroad and highlighted the interest in exploiting this opportunity to increase the participation of fellow citizens in the similar commercial and productive spheres. He also noted that Cuba is currently working on the solution of some subjective obstacles, since the legislation is already clear that Cuba is open to investments by its residents abroad. And in the international agenda, we have that Panama has established 3-month transit visas for Cuban travelers or crew members on their way to other destinations or returning to their country. The National Migration Service confirmed on Wednesday. Executive Decree 19, signed by President Laurentino Cortizo and Minister of Public Security Juan Manuel Pino, establishes that this regulation has been in force since its promulgation in the Official Gazette on Tuesday. When asked by Prensa Latina about the details of this measure, National Migration Service officials preferred not to make any comments and referred this news agency to the legal document. The regulation indicates that the visa may be granted for a maximum of 24 hours and only authorizes people to remain in the international transit area of the airport so that they may continue their trip. Meanwhile, ALBA TCP Executive Secretary Sasha Llorente affirmed that it has been once again demonstrated that the U.S. aggressions against Venezuela are due to oil. On his Twitter account, the head of the Bolivarian Alliance for the Peoples of America People's Trade Agreement, ALBA TCP, also highlighted the victory of the Bolivarian Revolution led by President Nicolas Maduro as a triumph of authentic democracy and national sovereignty. Llorente's statements came after a meeting was announced this week between representatives of the White House and the Venezuelan head of state to negotiate measures against the oil industry, among other issues, due to an increase in gasoline prices as a result of the conflict in Ukraine. Venezuela broke off diplomatic relations with the United States in January 2019 when the Donald Trump administration backed the self-proclamation of former legislator Juan Guaido as acting president in this South American nation. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.